morning.
早上好。
It is an honor to be here this morning. I usually speak on the English side.
今天非常荣幸可以跟大家一起分享。我通常呢是在英文聚会来讲道。
But being in the Cantonese congregation reminds me of Hong Kong, which is one of my favorite places in the world.
在粤语讲到我因为 Hong Kong is your favorite?
One of my favorite places.
Okay, 因为、yeah. 香港是我其中非常喜欢去的一个地方。
Yeah, I used to go annually to speak at a missions conference, and I would help out with missionary children out there.
因为呢，过去他每年会去香港一次，在那里呢，在那个宣教的会议上面讲到帮助那里的青少年的工作。
If I asked you this morning, how many of us want to be humble? How many of us would say yes to that?
今天早上假如问这个问题说，有多少人我们中间有多少人愿意学习谦卑有多少人会回答这个问题呢
？I think many people would say yes. Being humble is a good thing.
我相信说我们中间很多人都会说是的。学习谦卑是非常好的。
But if I was to ask you, how many of us want to go through affliction to be humble? I think less hands would go up.
但是假如我另外一个的问法就是我们多少人希望通过苦难来学习谦卑也许举手的人会少一些。
See, affliction has a way of revealing our thoughts and our hearts towards God.
苦难呢可以让我们思想到我们对神的那种想法对神的那种态度。
As a hospital chaplain, I regularly see patients who get angry at God when they or their loved ones get sick.
Nick 牧师呢，他是在医院里面做院牧啊，所以他常常呢看到那些病人，他们对神感觉到愤怒，或者呢，当他们的家人生病的时候，他们感觉到不愉快。
It's funny how they get upset with God when things are bad, but really never give God credit when things are good.
这个是非常奇怪的一件事，就是说，当他们遭遇到困境的时候，他们埋怨神，但是他们在顺境的时候呢，他们也没有感谢神。
A very famous author, C.S. Lewis, said, "God whispers to us in our pleasures." Speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
非常出名的作家 C.S. Lewis 呢，他曾经讲过这句话。他就是说，神在我们的愉悦中间、顺境的中间呢，他向我们微声的说话。在我们的这个良心的中间呢，会向我们讲话。但是呢，在我们的困苦的里面呢，会向我们呼喊呼叫，这个呢，就是他用这个大喇叭来唤醒这个沉睡的世界。
God allows suffering and He uses it for good.
因为神允许苦难，他允许苦难有一个良善的目的。
A good example of this in the Bible is Joseph.
有一个非常在圣经里面非常好的例子就是约瑟。
Now, it wasn't God's idea that Joseph's brothers would take him and throw him into a pit and sell him to others.
我们不相信说这是神的亲自的主意，让约瑟的兄弟们、哥哥们把约瑟放在那个坑里面，然后呢，把约瑟卖身为奴。
In fact, later, Joseph would say, what man meant for evil, God meant for good.
约瑟后来的反省知道说，人做了坏事，但是神的旨意是良善的。
So there's several reasons why we will undergo pain.
所以呢，我们可以说有几个的原因，为什么我们会经历苦难。
Number one, we live in a fallen world.
第一个呢，因为我们是在一个堕落的世界里面生活。
Number two, we ourselves are evil, and so often we cause our own pain.
第二个呢，我们都是有罪的，有罪恶的，所以呢，我们自己搞出了这些的苦难的麻烦。
And there are times when God, in His Word, He tells us that He disciplines us because He loves us.
也有一些的情况呢，就是神会管教我们。因为他爱我们。
So I would say more often it is ourselves and it is the world around us that causes us pain.
所以呢，我可能会说，因为我们自己，因为我们周围的世界，给我们造成这些的痛苦。
But when it is God that disciplines us,
但是假如是神管教我们呢？
The one that causes the pain,
就是他让我们来有这些的苦难的话
is also the one that comforts us in pain.
假如神给我们管教，给我们苦难，他同样的给我们安慰。
Pastor Yang shared with me that the congregation here has been going through the book of 2 Corinthians.
我在这里我们在这里呢 就讲这个哥林多后书。
And so some of the themes in 2 Corinthians is this idea of comfort in the midst of affliction.
所以哥林多后书的一个主题呢，就是在困境里面神给我们安慰。
Strength in the midst of weakness.
在我们软弱的里面呢，神给我们刚强。
And the Holy Spirit.
并且圣灵的工作。
When Jesus ascended and the Holy Spirit descended, life and ministry are flipped upside down, such that God's strength interlocks not with human strength and sufficiency, but with human weakness and pain.
所以呢，我们看到，当耶稣升天以后呢，就差派圣灵在我们中间，我们的人生和侍奉呢就不一样了，神的力量，神的刚强呢，在我们不是在我们的人的力量中间啊，而是呢，在我们的软弱，在我们的困境里面被彰显出来。
So this is why this morning I have selected a passage from Psalm 119.
所以为什么这一个原因今天早上 Pastor Nick 选了这一段的经文，就是从诗篇的119篇。
Now, the large theme of Psalm 119 is on the value and the importance of God's Word.
诗篇119篇的重要的价值是讲到神的话语的重要，神的话语的价值。
It's the longest chapter in the Bible.
是整个圣经里面最长的章节，最长的一章。
In fact, it's 176 verses.
大家可以看有176节的经文。
Now each verse is broken up into sections of 8 verses.
每一段呢，有八节。
And so 176 divided by 8 is 22.
所以176除以八呢，刚好是22段。
So there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet.
在希伯来的这个字母里面呢，总共有22个字母。
So each set of eight begins with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and each letter has a meaning.
每一段呢，开始以希伯来文的一个字母开始，并且每一段有一个特别的意思。
So verse 65 would be considered the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
这个第65节 119篇的第65节，是从希伯来的字母里面第九个字母，它有一个特别的。
And the word would be teth in Hebrew.
这个字呢，就是在希伯来文里面就是 teth。
And generally speaking, it would be accepted to be associated with the Hebrew word tov, which means good.
基本上这个意思就是说，跟希伯来文里面的这个字叫做 tov, 就是好的意思，良善的意思联系在一起。
Someone came up with this acronym which says, "Teach me good judgment, especially when times are hard."
所以呢，有人就有这样一段，就是 T E T H, 就是，当我们当在困难时间的时候，特别告诉我们有一个好的判断。
So there is our outline this morning of Psalm 119:65-72.
所以这个是今天早上我们要分享的这个大纲。
The first point is that God does what is good.
第一个就是讲到神做他好的事情，良善的事情。
The second point is God overrules evil and from it brings good.
第二个呢？就是讲到神会压制邪恶，然后呢，从那里呢会带出好的。
And lastly, that God uses His word to show us good.
第三个呢，就是神用他的话语来向我们显现他是好的。
All right, so let's look at the first section that talks about God does what is good.
所以呢，我们先来看第一段，看到神做良善的事情，做好的事情。
Says, Lord, you have treated your servant well, just as you promised. Teach me good judgment and discernment, for I rely on your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good, and you do what is good. Teach me your statutes.
从六十五节到六十八节，他说：耶和华，你向来是照你的话。善待仆人，求你将精明和知识赐给我，因我信了你的命令。我未受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。你本为善，所行的也善。求你将你的律例教训我。
God treats us according to His word.
神按照他的话语来待我们。
There's a sense where we can say what we think about God's word reflects what we think about God.
我们可以说，我们怎么样来思想神的话语，就代表我们怎么样来思想神。
Here the author David comes to this conclusion that he says, God, you've been good to me.
这里呢，大卫他的答案是说，神你待我是良善的。
And I see that your word is good.
因为呢，我看到你的话语是好的。
So the conclusion I draw is God, you are good.
所以结论就是说，神你是好的。
One of the phrases I have underlined is the phrase rely on.
他画的那一段呢，就是说，依靠。
Other versions say obey.
有的版本说遵行遵守。
I really like this idea of relying on.
他非常的喜欢这个字就是倚靠。
Because I think when we hear the word obey sometimes it sounds a little bit cold and even condemning.
因为假如说是遵从，好像有一点冷酷啊，有一点好像不近人情。
But whether the word is obey,
无论说是 obey 就是遵行
，or whether the word is to rely on,
或者呢说依靠
，there is this idea that God is trustworthy enough to be obeyed and to be relied on.
无论你说哪一个字，就是说神是值得我们依靠遵行的，因为他是可靠的。
And so David draws this conclusion from all his ups and downs with God.
所以呢，大卫从他的顺境逆境里面得出这个答案。
During a time when the king that he served tried to kill him.
在他侍奉君王的时候，
we see chapters in the Bible where he's running from King Saul and hiding in places.
所以呢，看到他从扫罗文那里逃脱，希望寻找藏身处，
undergoing affliction.
经历苦难。
He also says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray."
他也说未受苦以前迷了路。
He doesn't tell us why he went astray.
他没有说他为什么走迷了路。
But the idea is that he went away from God during his troubles.
但是这里面告诉我们，就是说，当他遇到困境的时候，他与从神那里偏离。
But the conclusions that he had drawn about God as being trustworthy.
但是那个结论答案就是说，他知道神是可靠的。
And the words of God as being trustworthy.
神的话语是可靠的。
Made him go back to God.
然后呢，让他回转到神的面前。
He concludes this section of God doing what is good by asking God to teach him.
这一段当他知道神是好的时候，他就求神将他的律例教训给他。
Let's go to the next slide.
下面一个。
Who is this?
大家知不知道这是谁呢？
It's Bruce Lee.
知道是这个李小龙 Bruce Lee.
And I'm sure across generations, most people know that that is Bruce Lee.
我想不同的那个不同代的人都知道这是 Bruce Lee.
And Bruce Lee is an expert in how to fight.
Bruce Lee 知道怎么样这个打架，怎么是武术打架。
Now it sounds really weird in the church to talk about fighting.
是不是觉得奇怪呢？我们讲这个李小龙，在这里讲李小龙。
But if you were to learn how to fight, he might be a good teacher.
但是假如你要学怎么打架的话，也许李小龙是一个很好的老师。
And the conclusion that King David draws,
所以大卫王所得出的结论答案是什么呢？
Is that God and His Word is a good teacher for him on life.
所以神在他的话语里面，在他整个的人生里面是一个好的老师。
In fact, the Bible says that no one is good but God.
事实上圣经里面说，除了神以外，没有人是善的，没有人是好的。
And we know that Jesus not only had to be good, but perfectly good to be able to die for our sins.
我们也知道耶稣不光是好的，而且完美，以至于为我们死在十字架上。
So he says, teach me your word, essentially so I can be like you.
所以说教训我，让我可以像你。
Just like we would ask Bruce Lee to teach us how to fight,
就好像我们要李小龙怎么教我们打架。
The reason would be so we could fight like him.
那个我们的目的就是说要学得像他一样来打。
And I dare say that the difference between our fighting and Bruce Lee's fighting
我们可以说我们怎么样来格斗和 blues 怎么来格斗的区别是什么？
Might be a smaller gap than the distance between our character and God's character.
所以那个差距也许就是说我们的本性跟神的属性。
It's that we sometimes underestimate just how good God is.
就是我们很多时候低估了神是多么的美善。
We misestimate how much God loves us.
我们错误地估算了神有多少的爱我们。
The second point is that God overrules evil and from it brings good.
第二个呢，就是神可以击败邪恶，然后从那里呢可以带来这个良善。
Verses 69 to 71 says this: The arrogant have smeared me with lies, but I obey your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are hard and insensitive, but I delight in your instruction. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I could learn your statutes.
69到71节他说骄傲人编造谎言攻击我，我却要一心守你的训词，他们心蒙自由，我却喜爱你的律法，我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
Even for the people of God, David, known as the man after God's own heart.
就算大卫王，他是一个合神心意的人。
Experience things that are unfair.
他经历了那些对他不公平的事情。
David says that there were those who smeared him with lies.
大卫说，有那些人，那些骄傲人编造谎言攻击他。
In fact, it is a test of our character sometimes when unfair things happen in life and God looks at how we respond.
这个呢是对我们个性的一个挑战，是一个测试，就是神把不公平的事情放在我们生命的中间。
Because there's very difficult passages in the Bible.
这个是在圣经里面非常困难的经文。
Easy to understand.
容易理解。
But hard to do.
但是呢，非常难去实行。
I believe it was John MacArthur who said, "We are never more like Jesus than when we forgive our enemies."
John MacArthur 他曾经说，我们永远不可能像耶稣一样去饶恕我们的敌人。
So there's verses in the Bible that tell us to love our enemies.
所以呢，在圣经里面告诉我们要爱我们的仇敌。
Forgive our enemies.
要饶恕我们的仇敌。
Pray for those who mistreat us.
要为那些苦待我们的人来祷告。
How do we do that?
但是我们如何去做呢？
And see, here, a word that we see over and over in these couple of verses, especially verses 69 and 70, is this word heart.
在69节到70节，我们不断看到的就是讲到我们的心。
David says that he obeys God with all of his heart.
大卫说，他尽全心来遵行神给他的话。
But this verse in describing the hearts of his enemies says that their hearts are hard and insensitive.
但是讲到他的敌人呢，却说他们的心蒙脂油。
One version says that their hearts are fat.
就刚刚，现在他讲的就是我刚刚讲的，就是心蒙脂油。前面他讲的呢，就是那个心呢，心非常的刚硬。
Now, one of the units I work at the hospital is actually the cardiac unit.
他在医院院牧有一个 部门工作的就是心脏病的部门。
Can I tell you that a heart that is fat is usually not a good thing?
我可不可以告诉你说，他的经验就是说，假如你的心蒙脂油，就不是一个好的心脏。
It usually means that somebody is unhealthy.
就是说蒙脂油的心。
That they need to change their diet and exercise.
蒙脂油的心就是不健康的心。从医学的角度就需要改变他们的饮食。
And quite often, these patients are very stubborn. The hardest part for them is not knowing that they could die. The hardest part is that they have to change their ways.
就是说这样情形的他们就可能比较固执，因为他们不知道说就是他们要改变他们的方式了。
The very thing that they need becomes the very thing that they do not want.
他们需要做的事，却是他们不愿意要做的事。
But David says that it was good for him to be afflicted.
但是大卫在这里怎么说呢？就是七十一节，他说：“我受苦是与我有益的。”
So that I could learn your statutes.
他说，为要使我学习你的律例。
God loves us so much that He will teach us any way that He can.
神是何等的爱我们，所以他用任何的方式来教训我们。
In fact, it's one of the things personally for me that I treasure so much about God.
Pastor Nick 有一个自己个人的经历，他特别的感觉到珍惜神给他的。
Many times we cause our own afflictions.
很多时候呢，我们自己造成我们自己的痛苦。
Many of my patients, in many ways, they are responsible for the condition that they've gotten into.
他在医院的很多的病人，他们可能需要为他们自己的状况来负责。
I mean, yes, there are factors, but for the most part, often it is the way that they have chosen to live their life.
也许有很多不同的因素，但是他们自己的生活方式造成了他们的情形。
And the contrast here in the verse is that.In a sense, there's two ways that we can approach life.
这里呢告诉我们，也许我们人生可能有两种不同的方式。
One with hearts that are hard and insensitive towards God and His Word.
有一种的方式呢，就是心里刚硬，然后呢对神的话语完全没有感觉。
But the other, which is soft and open to what God is doing.
另外一种方式呢，就是你的心是柔软的，向神打开的。
There's an African American pastor who says this.
有一个非裔的这个在美国的牧师，他这样讲。
Affliction is a spiritual tool that God uses to get our lives aligned with His Word. God has a way.Of letting you go into affliction one way, but bringing you out another way, to show the world that He is God all by Himself.
这个牧师呢，他就说，苦难呢是一个属灵的工具，是神用来让我们的生命可以跟他的话语一致。神呢有一个方法，让你在苦难的里面，但是呢，同样也带你进入到另外一条的道路的里面，来向世界来表示说，只有他是神，只有他单独是神。
Lastly, God uses His word to show us good.
最后呢，就是神用他的话语，让我们知道他是良善的。
It says, instruction from your lips is better for me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
七十二节他说，你口中的训言与我有益，胜于千万的金银。
You know, I was recently going to Costco.
他最近Pastor Nick最近去 Costco.
So I asked my mom, do you need anything?
他就问他的妈妈，你需要我买什么东西吗？
Now I'm expecting her to say, I don't know, rotisserie chicken, maybe some water, maybe some toilet paper.
所以呢，他可能就是说，他的妈妈可能会告诉我，买个烤鸡吧，买水啊，或者那个。卫生纸。
But she says, "Oh, can you see if they have gold coins?"
但他说，你帮我看看他们有没有金币。
Apparently, there was this trend where a lot of Chinese people were buying these gold coins from Costco.
最近的这个一个趋势是 Costco 在卖金币或者金条。
I had no idea.
他不晓得。
But David says that it was better for him.
但是大卫在这里说什么呢？他说，对他更好的是什么？
To have God's word.
To 就是有神的话语，他口中的训言。
Than to have the riches of this world.
比这个世界上所有的财富都更好。
I think sometimes when we read the Bible, we get the conclusion of things.
很多时候我们读圣经，可能我们会得到一些的结论。
We get glimpses of David's life.
我们多少看到一些那个大卫的人生。
I'm sure there are times when he was imperfect.
他有的时候他也不完美。
Where he probably trusted in all the riches that he had more than he trusted in God.
他有这样的时候，他可能看世上的金银胜过神。
But when he was afflicted, he was able to see clearly.
但是当他在苦难的里面，他看得更清楚什么是更好的。
And I think this is one of the things that the psalm wants us to do, is to see God clearly.
这个就是其中诗篇的目的，就是让我们更清楚地认识神。
If I made a summary statement of this sermon, it could be this, that God is good all the time.
在这里说，神在任何的时候，他都是好的，都是良善的。
This is actually a statement that can be supported theologically.
这个结论呢，从神学上是有依据的。
According to the Bible, God's character and His word is good.
从圣经的角度来讲，神的属性和神的话语都是好的。
Also, according to the Bible, neither of these things ever change.
也根据圣经来讲，这些神的属性、神的话语从来都不改变的。
So this is just not a phrase that we hear in some Christian circles.
所以这个不仅仅是我们在基督徒的圈子里面所听到的一句话。
It actually has a very solid biblical foundation to it.
非常有圣经依据的。
But see, this is not the feeling that we often have when things go bad for us.
但是呢，当我们在困难的里面，情形不好，我们就不会觉得了。
In fact, often we're more tempted to ask, God, is that fair?
而是很多时候我们就会说了，神啊，这公平吗？
This is a question that, let's go ahead and go to the next slide.
在这里我们会有一个问题。
In a sense, this is a question that Satan tempted Adam and Eve to ask.
这个也是撒旦当他引诱亚当和夏娃的时候他问的问题。
Before they fell in the Garden of Eden and God had created everything, he said that it was good.
当神创造一切的时候，把亚当和夏娃放在伊甸园里面的时候，神看他所造的一切都好。
And God said they could eat from every tree except for one.
神的命令是说，他们从任何的树上都可以吃，只是一棵树上的果子不能吃。
And that tree was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那个树就是智慧树，就是能够知道善恶的智慧树。
And so Satan begins to try to trick them.
撒旦呢就要欺骗他们。
By making them think that God was not being fair with them.
所以撒旦的诡计就是要让亚当和夏娃去说神对他们是不公平的。
He lied to them by telling them a half truth.
就是说神欺骗了他们，告诉了他们那个一半的真理。
See, because prior to that, prior to eating from that tree, they only knew good.
所以在那个之前呢，在没有吃那个智慧树上的果子以前，他们只知道什么是好的。
And so Satan was able to convince them that God was withholding good from them by not allowing them to eat from that tree.
所以呢，撒旦就欺骗他们说，不让你们吃那个树上的果子，所以神把一些好的方面，没有向他们给他们。
But actually, God was withholding evil from them.
但是神不是把好的东西藏起来，而是把恶的东西不让他们可以接近到。
And as a result,
那结果是就是他们犯了罪。
All kinds of affliction was introduced to the world.
因为他们犯罪，所以经历了许多的苦难。
And yet God is so good.
但是神是何等的美善。
That he can take that and still bring good out of it.
就算人犯了罪，神还是美善的。
Do you know who else was afflicted?
你知道谁受苦了吗？除我们以外，谁受苦了？
Jesus was afflicted.
耶稣受苦了。
We can say that that's not fair.
我们可以说这不公平。
But yet, we are so grateful that he was.
但是因为耶稣的受苦，我们是何等的感恩。
And so God is able to use affliction.
所以神就用这个受苦
to bring good in our lives.
用耶稣的受苦给我们带来生命。
And so as we live life, and there's times where it seems that it's really not fair.
所以尽管我们现在所过的好像是非常不公平的人生。
I hope that we will come to the same conclusion that David came to.
尽管生活不公平，但是希望我们可以得到大卫所得出的结论。
And be able to appreciate affliction and how it humbles us before God.
就是大卫得出的结论是什么呢？就是拥抱苦难，因为苦难可以让我们学习谦卑。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父，我们
I thank you this morning for your word.
我们感谢你今天早上把你的话语给我们。
I thank you for your servant David.
我们感谢你，因为让我们知道你的仆人大卫。
Who had a passionate heart for you.
因为对你有一个热心。
That most often was good.
很多时候在好的环境。
But sometimes got him in trouble.
但是神有的时候把他放在困境的里面。
Father, you know each of us so well.
神，你知道我们每一个，完全知道。
And you know how we deal with life when things get difficult.
也知道我们，让我们怎么样在困境里面。
So we thank you this morning that you show us your word and you speak to us.
我们感谢神，因为今天早上把你的话语给我们，你亲自的向我们说话。
And you assure us that you are good and your word is good.
让我们知道你是好的，你的话语是何等的美善。
And so I pray that your Holy Spirit would draw us to draw close to you and to draw close to your word.
所以我们求圣灵把我们带到你的面前，带到你的话语面前。
That people can see God's working in our lives.
所以可以让人看到神在我们每一个人的生命里面工作。
And have a desire to know and follow the God that we love.
也因此知道神是何等的爱我们。
Thank you for dying on the cross for us.
感谢耶稣在十字架上为我们而死。
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.